his life, he's changed. Rashi the Yovar Menesios then Kishai Yochidami. So killer not one from the other. Says so according to Abaye, how do you know the Yisoid of the Mishnah? How do you know the Yisoid that if after Yom Kippur you have Yedi, you'll have a Chiyuv to bring a Chatas Vadei? El Omer Abaye Mehocha. Michti, let's see. Mitzvois Yalfe Miadodi. I learned out Mitzvois. Rashi says, Yochid V'nosi V'tzibar B'kulik Siv Mitzvois. V'yafinu Kulu Mihak Gzeh Rishov V'adodi V'sech V'hurius. They'll do what the Dover Shechiyov Mazdoni Koros Chiyov Mashigos Echatis. Hilkar Mo Milsa Nami Lufim Ad. They learn out the same thing that Yoni Chayib when you have Yediyah and when Yoni have a Sofid Yipota. Sekiv and the Yafim Yadodi Ulomuli Dechsiv Sholosh Yediyas. How come it has to say three times the parasha of Yediyas? Kabi Yochav Gavi Nosra Gavi Tzibor is the main or Indian Lugufav. You don't need it for itself. To a Gemir Luhu Mitzvahs Mitzvahs. Learn out Mitzvahs Mitzvahs from all three together, Gzereshova, so Kurutu them are extra. Is to Linyan Hecha de Misiyad Lebosim Kippurim, that's one thing. Who the Maisi Chatis, that when you find out after Yom Kippur that you've had the Eta Chelev, Bishoyig, you have a Chiv to bring a Korban Chatis, even though you live through Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur Pat, and Yom Kippur Patted you from the Yoshim Toli. So Mer says, Eimo ki Misiyad Lebosim Kippurim, who the Maisi Chatis, Mishum di Yom Kippur, Laval Hodain, Chet Kosi, because maybe Enoch Naman, Chet, but first you had a Chiv to bring a Noshim Toli, and then you lived through Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur Taka freed you from the Korban. Then later, when you find out that you did a Vade Chet, there we can understand you'll have to bring a Korban Chatis. Why? Because Yom Kippur did not come to Fakapora for that Chet of the Vadei Chet, it only came for the Oshim Toli Shaboy. The Mora says, Vabul Oshim Toli, but in the case where you brought the Oshim Toli, the Al Hodin Chet Kosi, the Oshim Toli came Badafka for that Chet. In other words, Yom Kippur is not Mechapa Badafka for this Chet that you did. True, it's Mechapa, you don't need an Oshim Toli, but it's not Mechapa directly on that Chet. But where you brought the Oshim Toli, that it's Mechapa you directly on that Chet, Amy, why don't I say Hochinami, the Mechapa? That maybe once you brought the Oshim Toli, you have your complete Kapara. The Chimisiyad, Labos, the Komas, Yoshim Toli, Lemaisi Chatis. That maybe, even though later on you find out that Yavada did the Chet, maybe you should still be potter from the Chatis. How come the din is that even though you brought your Roshim Toli on a Sufik, later when you find out Yavada did the Chet, you still have to bring a Korban Chatis? Question is why? Why don't they say you already have the Kapara? So my answer is, on my Rav, on the Quad Apostle says, O Yehedo love Mikomokim. No, Masha Mikomokim, whenever you find out that Vadi did the Chet, that's the Mechaibu to bring a Korban Chatis. Hash to the young Mosana that you're telling me, Kim Nisiyad Elei Maisi Chatis, that later when you find out that Yavadi did the Chet, Yavadi ate the Chelev, Peshoik, you have to bring Korban Chatis, if so, Oshram Tolu Lamai Bo, how come at the beginning when you had a doubt whether you ate the Chelev or not, before you knew Vadai, what do you have to bring the Oshram Tolu for? What's the purpose? Wait, Mamonashoch, and later when you find out, you bring the Chatis. Omarab Zero, Shemes, Mesplo Yavim, I'm afraid maybe you'll die first. And if he dies before us bringing the Oshim Toli, he won't have the Kapara. So that's why we tell him to bring the Oshim Toli first. Mask of Lorov, Rov is the question, Mace, if the person dies, Misa Mamarekis, Misa will be Mechaparin, Misa itself, the Yisurim of Misa is Mamarek, cleans you, wipes you out. So what are you afraid about? He'll die without this Oshim Toli, then his Misa is Mechaparin. Eilu Radom, Rov, Rov says like this, the reason why you bring an Oshim Toli is, Lohogin Olav Minei Surmin. In between now, you did a Sofichet, so you're afraid maybe you'll get punished, maybe Yisurim will come upon you. So to protect you from the Yisurim, that's why we tell you to bring an Oshim Toli. But later, when you find out that Yavadi did the Chet, that's when you have to bring your Chatis. Now the Mishnah says, Chatis Seif Abol a Sofik, the case Risha was a Yeledis, as a Sofik, what she was Mapa, whether she has a key to bring a Korban or not. In such a case, we tell her she still has to bring the oif min asofik. Omer Rav, Rav says v'chiper, and then the Mishnah says if it was hoyda love later, so it depends. So Rav learns that let's say later it was after the malika, it was noida to her that she had a miscarriage, some as mechayv or a korban. So you should know this malika was mechapah. It made a good kapara, because it's a kosher korban. The Mor Yochiv, so that's the pshat. If we find out later that she really had a Yeledis, then Amayti Kovu, what does the Mishnah say to bury it? L'chura, the Kohanim should be able to eat from it. It's a regular chat to say, the Kohanim should eat from it. So when it's Altei L'fish, Shainim Ishtameris, even though really it's a kosher korban, but since when they first brought it, the Kohanim thought it was only coming in a Sufik, they won't be able to eat from it, so they did not watch it that well, therefore you have to pray, maybe it has a tumor on it. It wasn't watched, L'shem Shmiras Achilas Kochim. So Mora says, Amos Lemish Tamaris, when wasn't it watched? Imikari, if before when the oif was alive, Chayev, it's alive. Alive animals, not Makabotoma. Elif, so if after they made them leaker, right away you're telling me they found out there was a Vadia Ledis. So Kamanatale, they're watching it. So if so, that can't be shown in the Mishnah, then why does the Mishnah say Tikover, you should be able to eat the Bosa? El, or rather, the case like this, the Mishnah means to say, Mas Nisnim, Benoy Delor, Delor Yoda. Where after they made the Malika, then she finds out that she did not have a miscarriage, that's Mechayev or a Korban. Hovedinu real demateras bano, if so really this oif is like a chulundik oif, then she remutu bano. Umayti korvakam, you have to bury it, it's only midirabon. It's only midirabon, and you'll have to bury it, not midiraisa. And Rashi is the question, I maybe let's say it's also midiraisa, because it's chulun bazora. So Rashi says that's only if you make a shchita on chulun in the azora. But here we made a malika on this oif, so that's not called an issa chulun bazora. Therefore, it's not asa bano, it's only with the rabbonin that it's asa. Now the one says v'chiyitma the rav. Where did we learn rav salocha? That rav says we're talking about b'kesha keeper that the korban is a good korban. Alisha shehevi chata seifa sofik. A different case. We're in the having more before. We're in isha ta'ak at a sofik yeledes, so she brings a chata seif. So it says like this. Before they made the malika, they found out that Shivadi was Yeledis. Vadi then Tasa Vadi. Let this malika, let this oif be a Vadi Chatis. Because Shemimin Shevio Aloy Hoido, Mevio Alhoido. The same type of an oif was brought for Chatis Sofra, Chatis Vadi. So before you made the malika, you found out that she's Mechui from the Korban, and Echnamish is Yotza with this Korban. But in me Shanimla Kanoida Shiyoda, let's say after the Kohen made the Malika ready, then we found out that she was Yeledis. So Marav Rav says like this, Maze Domu Moitze Dom Echnami, let her spritz the dam, press out the dam, Vikipron, she has a kapara, and Muteras Bachila, and if so, Lamaisa, now, you can't eat from the Bosar, because it's called the Chattis, became a Vade Chattis. Even though the first one not after the Malika, so what? Lamaisa Malika was a kosher Malika, therefore she has a kapor, this Rav's din. And therefore it's even muta bachila. Rabbi Yechanan says, asur bachila. That even though the korban was a good korban, Givanisha first had a doubt whether she was the Yeledis, that's Mechayiv or korban or not. So it says, Yimishanim luka noidish yoldom. If after they made the Malika, then we found out that she was Vadi Yeledis, Shayolda Vadai, Maza Dom, let the Kohen spritz the dam, Humaitse Dom, let's press out the dam, Vichitra, she has a kapara, and Muteras Bachila, you're allowed to eat from it, there's no Gzeris, you see clearly like Rav, it's Muta Bachila. But I'll tell you, Tanika Vosib Yoslan, Rav Yechanon, that it says, Chate Soif, Abol, Chate Soif, comes on a Sofik, Yemachlan, Yemiko didn't make the Malika yet, then noida loshla yoshla. She knows that she did not give birth. Take to lechulin. Mamish take the bird home. It's a chulin. By timchulach timoch lechaverat yiselti chaverat another lady that needs it. But imachlan yimluka noida loshla yoldom. Before the malik we found out that she was vadi yoledis. So vadai tasa vadai. Let her bring this chatis for chatis life vadai. She meminche maybe aloy hoida. Maybe al hoida the same min oif that's brought for a vadi is brought for sofik. But in Mishanivlaka Noida Shiolda, let's say after they made the Malika, then she found out she was Vadi Yeledis, Asura, the Kanam can eat from it, and Afilu Bano, shall a Sofik bo mitchilos, that only came not with a Sofik, and therefore Kipra Sveik of Ochle and Echnami, the Kapora she has, but the Mai Sofik there, the Rabbonadika then, it still remains Asa Bano, this Bosor, and therefore it's the Kovra, you can't use it, because with Rabbon it looks like a Chatis Oif Minasofik. Even though really now came out to be min avadai, still with rabbon, and you should not eat from it. Now the Mishnah says, Hamafresh beis loyim liyoshim. Let's say somebody sets aside two slain for korban oshrim the way he's supposed to. V'lokach bem shnei elim, and the behemoths are very cheap. He's able to buy two rams for the price of base loyim. One of them became worth two sloyim. So Yaakov liyoshom, and that which we brought for the korban oshrim. And the second one is Yeroyah Shapeshter. Actually, third clue comes about moving. You mark of Yitl Dumlov Nadova. What's going to be Lokar Mem Shneidl? Let's say you bought two rams, Lechulin. You took that money by mistake. You thought you're buying it famous for yourself. So you're over Nisamila. Echad Yofa Beis Loyim, Yechad Yofa Asara, Zuz. Is a Yofa Shneidl Loyim, Yakov Leshomai. Veshenu Limlo Asai. Echad Yoshim Echad Lechulin. Alright, we'll stop here and continue on the next day. Holding Daf Chovo from the days, to the bottom by the Mishnah. Start the Mishnah over again, that it says, Hamafrish Shtei Saloyim Liyoshim. Somebody had a chiv to bring a korban oshrim, and that's the loch that the oshrim has to be brought. It has to be worth at least two sloyim, two shkolim. And from Noshim we're bringing an ayil, which is a keves, 2 years old, at least 2 years old. So he set aside money, two sloyim, to buy his korban oshrim. And what happened was, v'lokach behem shnei elim liyoshim. When he went to buy it, he got a good price, and he was able to buy for these two sloyim, these two shkolim's worth, or two elim, two rams. Not only one, but he bought two. So it's like this. Later, when he comes to bring it for korban, then the price goes up, and now this animal right now, this ayil, is worth two sloyim. So, ma'isa yikrav liyashom, you can bring it for your korban oshrim. That's the law that the korban has to be worth two sloyim, b'shas hakrova, when you bring it for korban. Even though when you bought it, it's only worth one selah, but now it has to be worth, if it's worth two, it's okay. And therefore, the asheni, the second korban that you have, is you roll out a pasture in the fields, out she stuff becomes a balmum, because you can't bring it for korban oshrim, because you're already yotz already, and it has kedusha on it, and therefore with the money, after it becomes a balmum, you'll be more, you could sell it, like be poyder it, the yiplo domo the nadava, and the money of it you put into the pushka for nadava to bring a korban nadava, but that's the loch of that the moister, the leftover money from a korban oshrim, goes to nadava. Now the Beis Hamikdash, they brought korbanos from it, they bring an oilless nadava, they bring. Now, what's going to be Lokach Bem Shnei Elim Lachulim? Let's say this person set aside these two sloyim to buy his korban oshrim, so he was makdish this money to use it to buy a korban, and then he took the money, and instead of using the money to buy a korban, he bought two rams, two elim, but he had a mind lachulim, he had a mind to buy it for his own use, eat them. So he was over Nisim Mila right now, like he took the money of Hegdish, and he spent it for his own use, so he was Maitzi, Moyes of Hegdish Lechulin, so he was Moel. So, Lokavem Shnei Elim Lechulin. So now, Echad Yofa Shtei Sloyim, V'Yechad Yofa Sarote Leda, V'Shasta Krova, one of them now becomes worth two Sloyim, and the other one is worth 10 Zuzim, which is really two Sloyim and a half. A sale is 4 Zuz. So it becomes worth the other one now 10 Zuzim. So look is like this, Ha Yofa Shtei Sloyim. The ayah that's worth now two sloyim, yikrav li ashamay. Let him bring it for his korban oshrim. So to show the Gemara exactly which korban oshrim does it mean. Does it mean for the first korban oshrim that is mechuyiv? Or else mefarshim say no, it means for the oshrim of the mila. That he is over nisa mila right now. He was then from Hegdish, he's had to bring a korban oshrim milais. So he has to bring now this korban for the mila. So the one that's worth two sloyim now should be lashamay, al tiyasha milos, because he was more from the money of Hegdish. Now the asheni, the second one, that's worth a 10 zuzim, that should be brought limilosai. Means to say, you should be makrovit for korban oshrim, that you chayiv by metchila. Some learns that one is for the first korban oshrim that you mechuyiv to bring. But the maitha, since you are moil with the money, so it comes out, you're going to have to pay now 10 zuzim. So it means from your pocket, you should pay now 10 zuzim to Hegdish. Because you are moil from the two sloyim, so you have to pay like the keren two sloyim with ezuz, and the chaymish is another two zuz. So together you have to pay 10 zuzim. That's why some loyim shot. That's called vasheni li milosai. Now what's going to be echod L'yoshom v'yechad achulim. You have these two sloim, this money you set aside to buy your korban ashram, and when you went to buy the bame, you made a mistake. And one seller, you bought one animal for the korban ashram, true, so that's okay. Or the second seller, you bought a bame l'chulin, you might see it l'chulin, you are mal. So according to now, you're only mal than one seller's worth. So now, imhoi yishel ashram yokrish te sloim. Later b'shash, you want to be makavit. If that one, the one you bought for one seller, now is worth two sloim, so very good. Yikrav liyashama, this for sure now is brought for the korban ashram, the first chiv you have to bring. Even though the ratio we said lashama means for the korban ashram mila, but now it's saying Yaakov lashama means for the first chiv ashram you had. The asheni and the second one right now that you bought lechulin, that one you should bring limilasai, that one you should bring for korban mila. If it's worth also, if it's worth two sloim right now, that you should bring for your korban ashram milas. And the yavim are sell of a chumsha from your pocket. You're gonna have to pay karen v'chaimish, which the karen is with worth one seller's four zuz, and a fifth of that milabar is another seller, another zuz. So you have to pay back the yavim are sell of a chumsha, a seller and a fifth. That's how much you'll have to pay for your karen and chaimish. Now the Gemara asks the question: my milosai, the Tony Reisha. What does it mean to say milosai? It says what? The second one you bring is for your mila. In other words, the case of the Mishnah was where you set aside these two sloyim to buy a korban ashram, and then you were mail, you took the money and you bought yourself two elim, stam lechulin, so you open this to mila also. So the Mishnah says of later, dech is yofa beis sloyim, and the yecha was worth asar azuz. So the ayofa shtei sloyim, the Mishnah says, Yaakov li ashamay, you bring for your ashram. And we said Peshadim, that is, that means for your Asham the Mila. And it says, V'yashen y'nal li'milosai. And the second one you bring for your Milosai. So first question, what does it mean to say li'milosai? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Ayil Asham, it means to say, that you bring in this Ayil now, for Yasham Milos, li'milosai Pashmi, since you are my own behegdish. You took out these two Sloyim l'chulin. You have to bring now an Asham l'milom. So first is the soul, maybe you want to tell me, D'chaymish, Bahadi Ayil Maisilei, that the chaimish you could bring with the korban itself, is that true? Because the Mishnah says if it's worth 10 zuzim, like you yotze both together, the eye of the korban oshram with its chaimish, is that true? For the Morvok too, the pasuk says, V'yes ha-shechotem min ha-kodesh yishalim, V'yes ha-mishosa yosef olav, that you have to bring the korban oshram, you give back the keren, and then the chaimish. Amo we see behad exela maiselei, that the chaimish you bring is when you pay back the keren, when you pay back the exela of the chaimish, you pay back the keren, you have to add a fifth. But not with the korban itself, the korban is one thing, then you have to pay back the keren of the chaimish by itself. For yoit, secondly, katani sefer says in the sefer, so when you took out these two sloyim, and you spent it echad liyoshim with one seller, you bought a korban for the yoshim, the yechad lechulun, it says the Mahoya shall Oshim Yofer Shnei Sloyim Yaakov Liashomai. That for sure means for the first korban Oshim you wanted. For Yashem Yilim Milosai, and the second one is brought for the korban Milo. For Yavi Imoi Selav V'Chaimish. It's clearly separate from the korban. You have to also pay back the keren and the chaimish. Amo we see chaimish Badik Zeli Maisilo. See, when you pay back the fifth, it's not with, included in the korban, but you bring it separately. When you pay back the keren, you pay back a chaimish with it also. The other thing Gemara says, it means to say the Mishnah milosoi, it means to say madi is hani mehegdish. How much enjoyment, how much hanoi you had from hegdish, which you had hanoi from the two sloyim. V'yeshno mishtei sloyim, if he had hanoi from these two sloyim, the afreshin liyoshim, the first he set it aside to buy a korban oshim, he was makdish like this money. V'lokach behem shneilim l'chulim, now he took these two sloyim, and he bought himself two rams for his own purpose on l'chulim. The yofa shtei sloyim makriv lei. So again, so the one that's worth shnei sloyim, that he brings for his oshim. V'yofa asor zuz, and the one that's worth 10 zuz, is yoyev lei, he just some gives it back to hegdish, he pays now like his keren v'chaimish. L'mav yisanim hegdish. That if he had enough from Egdish, devil like Zeilov Achaimshoi. He had enough from Egdish to two sloyim, that's eight zuz, and he has to back a chaimish of that milabar, it comes out to be 10. So he has to pay back now 10 suvim. So that's what he's given now, this korban, the behemoth, worth 10, he gives the korban to pay back for his chaimish v'keren. For the keren v'chaimish. Umbah Milos, what does it say to me then to say Milos? It means Gzeiloi, which is paying back now with Gzeilo. But Enoch Nami has still have to bring his korban for the Yoshim. So Enoch Nami says Milos, it means he's paying back now with Keren V'chaymish. So Mor says, so kids, with one korban now you bring it for your Yoshim, for Yoshim Milo. Enoch Nami, with the first Yoshim, you have to bring another korban. But the second one that's worth Yitzuvim, that's going to be paid for the Keren V'chaymish. So where's the Maya Kimta, what do you say, Pshana Mishnah is, Li Milosa Dereshu means Gzeiloi. The 10 Zuzim you're paying back that korb, that animal, for the Keren V'chaymish. You say in the safe, what does it say in the safe for the Mishnah? Echod Li Yashuv, Yechod L'chulin. When you took these two Zuvim, and you spend now one for Korban Osher and one for L'chulin, so you only moil the worth of one seller. So it says, Leidem Hoyeshel Osher Yofesh Nes Loim. If that first one you bought for the Korban is worth two Sloim, Yaakov Li Hashamay. So pshit here means for the first korban oshim that you mechuyev to bring. For Yashen, the second one now is lemilo. It's coming for milo. For the korban milo that you did, the yavi mo sell of a chaimshin from your pocket. The nechlam you left there a chaimish a sell of a chaimish left there the keren and a fifth. What do we say milos means here? Ayeloshim means to say you bring you now the second one for the korban oshim nashan milos. It is so Reisha Korban Limalos Exela. In the Reisha, when you're paying back, you're giving back this Korban worth 10, this Adam worth 10 Zuzim, it's not for Korban Osher Mila, but it's not to be paying back for Exeloi, out the Keren B'chemisher Boy. And say for them, Korban Limalos Ayelo.